Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The recently rebranded Air Business is shaking up how its employees handle queries internally. Out go multiple different platforms and types of software, and in comes a single new platform in the form of ServiceNow. The American giant claims that it will help Air employees boost their productivity by using AI better. But will ServiceNow survive AI as well? Paul Turley is Director of Irish Enterprise Sales with ServiceNow, and he's on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Joe, and thank you for having me on the show.
Now, remind us what ServiceNow does, actually.
So, Joe, ServiceNow was founded over 20 years ago on a simple premise. And the idea was that we wanted to make the world of work work better. And for too many people, for too long, work has been pretty much embroiled in doing a lot of toil. The average business large company has over 387 applications that employees need to use on a day-to-day basis. So our premise is simple. We want to make it easier for people to get work done at work by integrating those systems, by giving a single place where people can go to get work done. Think ChatGPT for the enterprise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what will you guys be doing for Air Business?
So, yeah, very excited. Yesterday, we announced a multi-million euro collaboration with Air Business. So Air Business will be using the ServiceNow platform to transform how they deliver managed services to their clients in Ireland. So that means some of the largest companies in Ireland, the public sector, the health sector, and obviously the SMB sector as well. So industry stats show that for the standard customer service agent needs to log into between 3 and 5 systems to do their job every day. So you can imagine working in this environment quite stressful anyway, dealing with customer queries. But when you also have to log into between 3 and 5 systems to do your job, it's very, very difficult. So that manifests itself in customer service agents. Our recent research has shown that they only actually spend 43% of their time resolving customer issues. So what this is about is giving Air Business staff the access to one single system so that they can do their job better, they can enjoy their job better, and ultimately, and most importantly, serve Air Business customers better. It will also enable Air Business to launch new services in the market, AI embedded services that the market wants and needs. So this is it's a good announcement for Ireland and a good announcement for Air Business and ServiceNow.
Now, you mentioned AI. I don't need to tell you, at the start of this year, people were talking about a SaaSpocalypse. You guys are in the business of SaaS, software as a service, and that a lot of people are worried that AI models such as Claude, but also ChatGPT, might do away with your companies like ServiceNow.
Yeah, and there's a lot of talk in the market about this at the moment. I mean, the truth is, Joe, that the more the AI that happens, the better for ServiceNow. Mm. So today, ServiceNow runs what we call workflows, 80 billion workflows across the globe. So that means they are end-to-end business processes that are run by ServiceNow in some of the largest companies in the world and some of the largest public sector and health bodies. So those 80 billion workflows are the rules and the rails of how big companies work today. So we would see, and definitely we're seeing in the market right now, the more AI that happens in large companies, the better for ServiceNow, because all of this AI, irrespective of whether it's from one of the great model companies like Anthropic or OpenAI or Microsoft or anybody else, or whether it's one of the hyperscalers like Google. We just announced a collaboration with Google in our results last week. All of these AI workflows will have to go through ServiceNow, because in the enterprise world or in the public sector world, we can't have the risk of AI agents being able to go rogue and go and do things. Think of the analogy of a human being has a badge to get into the building, a human being has a log on to a machine, a human being has roles and responsibilities within different applications to do things. They can't just go off and do a rogue trade in a bank approve a payment in a public sector organization. So it's the exact same thing with these AI agents that are going to proliferate across the globe over the next couple of years. They need the risk profiles, they need the access rights, the identity rights, and ServiceNow is the platform that's going to enable all
and are
that.
You are you agnostic when it comes to whether there's an AI bubble underway? I ask because hundreds of billions of dollars are being invested in data centers. And that's not exactly creating new technology. It's just creating data centers to process all the data that's going to be farmed up courtesy of AI. A lot of people think the market has been overbought and that there will be a correction.
Yeah, I think AI is going to elevate the human experience at work and also elevate the customer experience of the consumer by taking away, as I said earlier, that toil of effort that people are doing every day anyway.
But they won't be using their brains as much. They won't be using their brains as much if AIs are taking all that so-called toil off their hands.
Well, there's a great book, Joe, called The 11% Solution, which actually shows that only 11% of people in the world feel fulfilled at work. So this is a big problem.
Are you one of the 11? Are you
humans,
in the 11?
I am definitely in the 11, and I think you are too, Joe.
I certainly am. And what about junior entry-level jobs? Are they not going to get wiped out by AI?
I think what we're going to see, and speaking with a managing partner in one of the leading law firms in Ireland last week, what he said to me was, we may hire less grads, smaller number this year than we did last year, but those graduates are going to be doing higher level work earlier in their career. And I think that's a good thing for everybody. I think all of us started at the bottom of the rung, maybe doing jobs that probably weren't the most satisfying. But I think if we can get graduates doing higher level work and AI agents and AI doing more of that mundane, boring toil that none of us enjoy doing anyway, I think that's a good thing. And certainly in a country like Ireland, where we have full employment, I think we have a huge opportunity as an economy to accelerate growth by not necessarily having to have thousands and thousands and thousands of more people that frankly we're struggling to get anyway.
Yeah. Paul, best of luck with it. And that's Paul Turley, the Director of Irish Enterprise Sales with ServiceNow.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.